USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a choice between a Trump super boom and a Biden lockdown. Did you hear him the other night? It's going to be a cold, dark winter. Very inspiring guy. This is very inspiring. Whoa. I even said, whoa. Whoa. No, we got to have spirit, our country.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Lumberton, North Carolina. The president then heading to Ohio and ending his night in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
Look, I'm not from Bucks County, but I'm from Pennsylvania. It's my home state, and it's great to be back. As my coach at Delaware says, it's go time. It's game day. We have 10 days left, and it may come down to Pennsylvania.
Biden speaking there at a drive-in campaign event. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ruled that mail ballots cannot be discarded based on a perceived mismatch between the signature on the voter's application and the signature on the ballot envelope. The decision comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to overrule the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision. Southwest Airlines is coming under fire for unblocking the middle seats on flights starting November 30th.
Southwest shared the news on Twitter Thursday. They cited a growing body of data and research from Harvard as well as the Department of Defense. The backlash continues to grow as many are not as much concerned with COVID but with flu season approaching. Even without baggage fees, Southwest turns a profit annually, leaving some to question if this is a financial decision. American Airlines has been selling its middle seat since late June and filling flights to capacity after losing $70 million a day at the start of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to national security threats, many people think of Russia and Iran. But according to President Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, China is trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine research, and they're also a country that is trying to compromise us and our election. Gordon Chang is a senior fellow with the Gatestone Institute. He says O'Brien is right on point.
Clearly, it's not Russia. It's indeed China that poses the gravest national security threat. And matter of fact, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, in August actually said that. And in this case, we've got information that can lead us to believe that China does have compromising material, not only on Hunter Biden, but perhaps Joe Biden himself. So that should lead every American voter to ask a question. Will China have this material to blackmail a President Biden? And I think the answer is yes. If you look, especially if you look at that November 2011 meeting in the White House between the China Entrepreneur Club and the Vice President himself.
The search is being called off for a missing University of Washington professor who disappeared on a hiking trip to Mount Rainier National Park. The man was reported missing on October 12th. Park rangers and volunteers mounted a massive search, but cold, snowy weather hampered the efforts on the ground and by air. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.